a big agenda, Rabbi Isai, because we have to talk about Matanas Levyanim, we have to talk about Megillas Esther, and Megillah, Lachas and Megillah, the Mishlach Manis, and of course also Purim falls out this year on a Friday, which is a Meridika phenomenon, and it's very important that you get these halachas very clear, because in the next 5 years, Purim falls out on a Friday 4 times. This year, next year, then we get a break, then the year after again. And then if that's not enough for you, a year later we get a break, then the next year is a Purim Meshulash, and then the next year again it falls out on a Friday. So in the next 8 years it falls out 6 times, very, very, I don't know how to say strange, but it falls out interesting. So we got to get Purim on a Friday, Megillas Esther, Matanas Levyanim, Shalach Manas, and Avada, we have to say Purim Torah. That's Zichar. And I think we have 45 minutes, Rosh Hashiva. 43 minutes. We have to pull off a nice perm over here. We have to pull off a nice perm. So, and also we have to talk about costumes. Right? So I don't even know where to begin. So I'm going to go to, I guess, Mikala La Kovid. What's the most important? Not Chalila, you know, we're not donning. What's the most important? We'll go in the Seder Advarim Al-Chazal taught us. The Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a Sefer called the Pirion. The Baal Mechaber Kitzur has a Sefer the Pirion. And that Sefer, he has the Kasha. He asks, why is it that we find by the Megillah, in the Megillah it says first, Mishloach Manos, and then Matanas Levyanim. First it says Mishloach Manos, and then Matanas Levyanim. Yet, in the Seder of Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Tari Dalid, it says, Dinei Mois Purim, that first comes the Lachas of Matanas Levyanim. And in Tafresh Tari Hey, there it says the Dinim of Mishloach Manos. So which comes first, Matanas Levyanim or Mishloach Manos? So we know the answer. The answer is Avadah Shulchan Aruch is right. Because you look in all the Paiskim, and all the Paiskim say, what's the Iker of the day? Matanas Levyanim. The Birka Yosef says that a person has the ability to be Marbin, something should be Marbin, Matanas Levyanim. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the Halacha of the Chayotim, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Taz, all of the Paiskim bring down that what's the Iker, based on the Rambam, that the Iker, Tachlis of this Yontif, is to make other people happy. And who are the people that you need to work hardest to make happy? The people that are the least happy, which is the Aniyim. And that's the whole tachlis of the Yontif. So Avada, the Shulchan Aruch is right. Matanas Levyanim comes first. So the shaila is, what's pshat in the Megillah? In the Megillah it says first, Matanas, Mishloach Manos. And then after it says Matanas Levyanim. So the Kitzur says like this, and this is really, it's a theme that is a big aside in the whole Purim, in so many aspects of the Purim, in the drinking of the Purim, in the halachas of the Purim, Mishloach Manos, in the Suda. It's a tremendous aside. He says like this. He says, and Bamis the Malbim with Makdim. The Malbim says that in the Megillah, it says that there was a kvias of Yontif. In the first parak, it says that they made it a Yontif. It says Yom Tov. The Malbim asks, in the next parak, it doesn't bring down Yontif. So the Malbim asks the Kasha, why does it say in the first parak Yontif? In the second parak, it doesn't say Yontif. No. So the Malbim says, Merit de Ketaretz. Zok the Malbim, Malbim was a Purim Dikiyid. The Maskil, Malbim used to fight the Maskilim. And one of the Maskilim sent to the Malbim, one of the big heads of the Maskilim, they used to fight him in Breslau, Loyomen. So they once sent him, he sent the Malbim a Chazer head, and he sent him a bottle of wine. Sent to the Malbim. So the Malbim sent him back a picture of the Malbim, and he sent him back a bottle of Miyagin Mevushel. So the Maskil came to the Malbim and he asked him, my hi. So he said, look, you sent me a picture of you, so I sent you a picture of me. And the Gabi, the wine, says the wine, well, I can't be Machshel you and send you, because once you touch the wine is treif. So he sent him a bottle of Yain Mevushel. But that's the Malbim was a Purim Dikiyid. So the Malbim says that in the first parak it says Yontif. In the first parak, it says Yontif. Why? Zok the Malbim, because they at that point wanted to be Kaveya a Yontif. But Zok the Malbim, they didn't have a Kayach to make an Isser Malacha. That's like in the Rishus. They don't have an ability to be Moisef on the Torah. So what did they do, Zok the Malbim? They made a Yontif. What's a Yontif? A Yontif is Matanas Levyanim. That's what the Malbim says. And the entire Tachlis of the Yontif is to make other people happy. Who are the people you have to make the most happy? The people that need to be the greatest Simcha. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So that's the Pshat. So the Kitzur, Klal Yisrael, the Chachamim of the time, they had a big problem. We have to have Matanas Levyanim. And the whole Tachlis of the day is to make other people happy. That's what makes a Yid happy. That's what the Rambam says. How could you have a Simcha if you don't make other people happy? Says the Kitzur, in Cain, we have a terrible problem. Everyone's trying to make everyone happy, but he's the only guy who's not happy. Because here he is, he's walking around, he has to stick out his hand. It's not nice to have to stick out your hand. And his dignity is shtared. He feels, no, my dignity. He feels like he's a bad matziv. Says the Kitzur, so what do we do? we made this whole entire concept of Mishloach Manos, which we don't find in any other yontif, just so that there are people giving, taking. There's a guy coming to the door, he's giving, he's taking, we don't know he's giving, we don't know he's taking. And now when the person comes to collect money, the ani comes, so now it's maintained the dignity of the ani. So the ani walks there, he comes in, nobody knows he's giving, is he taking, it's a whole party going on. That's why it's the same shot in the costumes, just to be that the whole matzav should be for one tachlis, to maintain the dignity of the ani. So he says, that's why in Shulchan Aruch, Matanis of Yainim comes first, that's the ikar. That's about the ikar. But when you want to know why in the Megillah they have to bring in Mishloach Manos, of course, because that's the only Hecha Timtza, that's the way, that's the means to be able to have the next part, to have the Matanis Lev Yainim in a Freilich way. So this has to be the attitude. You know, I heard from Avraham Leib Shteyman to Zayin Gesund. He said that you have to tell people, you know, you're going to tell Bochum not to drink. It's a joke. You can't, maybe an American can get away with this. And that's just, oh, don't go. You can't tell people not to drink. But the one thing you have to tell them is the shteit chayiv inish livsume. The first thing is he has to be a mensch. If he's an inish and he's a mensch and he goes in with this attitude, he's going to go in with the attitude, he's going to drink and drink and drink and drink, and all the shittis he's going to be right there. And drink, drink, and drink. So, chayiv, but if he's an inish and he goes in with that attitude, that I'm going to come out, not that he's going to go and stare at other people, there's always that guy. Why do we all have to suffer from him? Why do we have to suffer and all the things that come out of him? Why do we have to suffer from that person? I once heard from a Chinchin Pinky Zichron Levracha. He said, actually, before Shin, there was once a terrible story. There was a lion that died in the zoo. A terrible story. It was a terrible mice. You laugh. It's terrible. I think it's a Zierzeiger. A terrible story. And it was a terrible story. I don't know why you're laughing. It's a terrible story. So they had a problem. A lion without a zoo is like what is it?
A zoo without a lion.
A zoo without a lion. Actually, Loyeda, Ben Baruch Mor. A lion without a zoo is like yeshiva without a yeshiva, mashkiach. It's like it doesn't go without that. So they took one of the zoologists, people that worked, and they dressed him up. They put him on a lion suit. The bottom line is, so there he is. You know, he's practicing. That's fine. He said, it's not going to work. Let's just try it. So they put him into the zoo. And there he is. You know, he's mamish. He's quite good at it, actually. You know, he's like, and they throw meat at him. One day, it was terrible hot. It was terribly hot. So he turns to the person, one of the other zoologists, and he says to him, he takes off his mask for a second. He says, I can't take it. It's boiling in here. Right? And all of a sudden, there's somebody there goes, hey! Right? There's somebody who's looking at the... So quickly goes, right? So he says, that's it. And he goes straight to complain. He goes right to the office. And he goes up and he says, I know what's going on here. It's the guy, the head zookeeper. He says, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. He says, I know what's going on with the lion. You don't think I know? Florence, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So he says, what are you talking about? Come, let's go. They go over there. This is, what are you talking about? He says, what do you mean? I saw it once. I saw it once. I know what's going on in there. No matter what you show me now, I saw it once. You know, Purim, Shimshon said it's the exact same thing. A lot of people, they say things like, you know, the next morning after he wakes up on Purim, so he says, well, I said that? Oh, I said that? Oh, yeah, I can't believe I said that. It's interesting. No one in the history of Purim ever gave away his credit card number. To my knowledge, no, nobody ever gave away his credit card. But the next morning he wakes up and I said, that? Oh, yeah, I didn't mean that. So Purim, it's a mistake. People think I'm Purim. You know? The Purim, that's the real person that comes out. That is the real person that comes out. I saw it once. And once we saw it, that's the person. But it's a mistake to think, so therefore forget it, so then I can't drink. If he goes in with this mindset that I'm an inish, right? And I'm trying to libsume, the word baisim, baisim means spices, it means good smelling things. Zis, that's what baisim is. So chayiv inish lipsume, supposed to make everyone, he's supposed to smell good all around him. He's supposed to go and drink and make everyone around him happy. If he goes in with such an attitude, chayiv inish lipsume. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's taka it's supposed to be. You know, I'll tell you one more story and then we'll get to halacha. There was a fellow named Winston Churchill. I don't know if you ever heard of him. It's before your time in America, England, something like that. So Mr. Churchill was a little bit of a drinking problem. He had a little drinking. This is before Alcoholics Anonymous. And he had a terrible drinking problem. And he was once at a state's event and he was drunk. So the lady, I don't know, Gavera, whatever you call them, these one of the state's ladies, came over to him, the queen, I don't know, and she said to Mr. Churchill, you are drunk. Drunk. So Mr. Churchill said, I am drunk, but you are ugly. Right? But tomorrow, right? I'll be sober and you'll still be drunk. No, I'll be sober and you'll still be ugly. Right? You'll still be ugly. That you saw it, I'll tell us, Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. Chachma Bagoyim. You have to believe when the Goyim say Chachma. Yeah? That's a tremendous aside. because Purim is that day that's megala to a person. You know, he comes on that day. He's megala himself. He's megala. He has an avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has an avos for Talmidei Chachamim. He has an avos for Klal Yisrael. He's able to love Torah. He's able to do things that on a regular day he can't do. He'll get arrested, right? But he does. He brings out these meridic emotions that he has. He's able, and on that day, it reminds him that, you know, a person, he lives in a life of like, I'm not somebody who loves Torah so much. I'm not somebody who davens and this. I'm not so into it. And I'm going to be ugly and remain ugly for the rest of my life. But Purim is that day that's in the gala to the Yid. That no, he's a chayiv. He's an inish l'besume. That's the person that was lurking there, and I could change. That's the person that I could become. Exact opposite of Sir Winston Churchill. But that's the person that I could become. So that's the insight over here, and that's all based on this insight that we're going in with the attitude, the freitzach kiddush arts, to make other people happy. You go in with such a Purim, then you can drink. So la lochel ma'isa. I'll go one by one through all the different things. Number one is, we'll go first into Takim Matanis Lev Yainim. And again, on every one of these things, you realize yourself, you give a full shiur. So I just want to give a few ideas, interesting things that perhaps you heard different auras. The Ikra Din Pashtis, you might say Matanis Lev Yainim with anything, with a pruta, with whatnot. All the different shiurim that you're hearing, whether it's a Suda Cheshuva, you know, Rav Moshe Zecher Levracha used to say in America, it's a coffee and a Danish. Coffee and Danish, they say, Pesravaju used to say, I think, a falafel and a Coke. You know, so is it 10 shekel? Is it 12 shekel? Depends what Hechsher. But it's 10 shekel, 12 shekel. All those shiurim are trying to, the idea of the yoim, like the Ritva says, is to make someone happy. It's the Freitzach Yiddish Hearts. To make him happy. So you could give him a pruta, but you're not going to make him happy. And the nafkamina of this is that I once heard from Rav Yashiv, Zecher Levracha, that everyone was going around saying different shiurim from Rav Yashiv. Some said 25, and some say 50. And so, what does it mean? It's negative paiskim. The paiskim, so it could be meant just lehider. So he said, very amarde kazach. That's a mavada yoytze with a small amount. That's a yoytze with a small amount. The concept of 20, and 25 is much more than a falafel and a Coke. All right, so what's the idea over here? What's the pshat? And it's also very hard to believe that the purpose of Matanis Lev Yoinim La'alocha, there are machlekes Rishayinim in these things. But it's hard to believe that we paskin like the Rishayinim that are saying that the purpose of Matanis Lev Yoinim is for the purpose of having food for the Suda. It's hard to believe, because he's coming and collecting during the Suda. That everybody has for the Suda. So it's hard to believe. It seems that Klal Yisrael have paskin not like that. And we paskin the purpose of Matanis Lev Yoinim is like the Ritva for Simcha, is to make Yidin happy. That seems to be the psak. So he said something which is so simple and so brilliant that, you know, on Purim, all these different numbers, 25, 50, on a regular day to week, you give somebody one shekel, right? Okay, that's regular. You give somebody five shekels, he's still happy, he doesn't usually get it. You give him 10 shekels, he's elated, right? So on Purim, you know, you want to make his day. That's the whole goal. That's, again, the whole attitude we're going for, is to make his day. You know? So you give somebody on Purim, you give him five shekel, you give him 10, it's fine. But you give him, and those are the numbers that came out from Rav Yashiv. You give him, this is when I asked him this about, this going back 13 years ago. Years later, the numbers got higher. But when I asked him, so I said, you give him a 20. In those days, 20, and then years later, it came out of his base medrash 50, okay. But you give him a 20, feels good. You got a bill. Right? Last year, I was buying money. Somebody gave him a 10 pounds. Give him 10 pounds. Eh? 10 pounds is like the equivalent of like something close to $18, $16. Right? But he was more interested in the bill. He's looking like this. Right? So, guys, it's a simcha. You get a bill. That's a simcha. So that's the idea. Again, you have added everyone here, they know how to be Yaitse Matan Sev Yainim. You have people collecting in the yeshiva and whatnot, fine. And they're going to be their Shaymer, they'll be the Shaymer the Pikadin now for the Bay Bay Yaim. So Matan Sev Yainim, I think, more Pachas Yais is taken care of. Mashiach Manis also, and one thing I'll tell you is make sure you Mekayim it. You know, sometimes it's, you can only be Mekayim in the morning. And on Friday morning is the only time you can Mekayim it. If you're being Chayiv in Purim, at least in Yerushalayim, maybe I'll see soon about Thursday. But Al Kapanim, if in Friday Yerushalayim you're being Mekayim, you have to be Mekayim it. So just make sure, after davening, do it first thing. Just, I don't want to say Khalil, get it out of the way, but just make sure you don't know what's going to be the rest of the day. No one knows. Right? So you give them a Mashalach Manis at that point. Again, what to give is, again, Pashtis, the Aruch HaShulchan has a big chiddush. He says you have to give kefi the mechubit of the person. If you're giving it to a Rebbe, it has to be a certain level of chshivis. If you're giving it to somebody else, chavrus, etc. Okay, I just tell you one thing. You give Mishlach Manis. So you give to this one, you give to that one. You have a basic hakaras hatoiv, he has rebeim, he has his chavrus. You know, there's an Indian to give to an underdog also. Interesting, I said this last year, I got thousands of Mishlech Manas, I don't know why. But no, there's an Indian to give. If the whole idea is to try to make that person happy, so my Bereis. Be my Bereis. Because somebody knows it doesn't go so well with him. It's a difficult day. It's not easy to do that. And you don't have to do it yourself. Adar Rabbi, you can do that day Shliach, and it might even be better. And you know what? When he gets that Mishloach Manos on Purim, you know, the Gemara in Erevin says that a person that's Nispata, a person that is easygoing, he's easy, you know, things happen, he's able to go on in life, right? So Yesh Le Midas Koina. If he's Nispata, Miyayin, blushing of the Gemara in Erevin, if he's Nispata, Miyayin, you know, he digs a little bit of wine and he realizes, it's not, life is too short and there's more important things in life. So then Yesh Le Midas Koina, and the Gemara goes on and brings down that the Rebbeinu Shloim was Nispata and Nispayis by the Mabul, and he was willing to be Mevater on the Mabul. So that's the whole Yisai Purim. He can go in with this, you know, it's not so important. He sends it to a Shliach, and that's the Iker Mishloach Manas, is to be Mar Bereis and to make those people happy. That's the Chai. Now, everyone asks, it's not mefurish in halacha that he has to drink dafka during the suda. Not mefurish in halacha he has to drink during the suda. Everyone has diukim in the Rambam. I'll just tell you, it's an interesting thought though, which is might be kedai to do. There's a major problem in Hilchas Brachas, in my opinion, that you can get out of. In this year, Friday, I take the liberty of saying it. In a regular year, it's a little bit difficult what I'm going to say. But on a Friday, I think it's ganz kedai to do what I'm saying. Because on a Friday, the day is short, and the Purim is long, and Hamalacha Hazman Kotzev Hamalacha Maruba. There's a lot to do. So I'm going to tell you like this. You have a big problem. A guy drinks wine. A guy takes a cup of Coke. We spoke about this on Friday. A guy takes a cup of Coke. He walks outside. He loses his bracha. That's halacha. I'm not going into his halachas now, but that's halacha. He takes a cup of Coke, he takes a shahakal, he takes a dom, he walks outside, he loses his bracha. That's the psak of all the paiskim, and that's klar. So what about wine? We know by mezainis, it's not like that. He eats a piece of cake, he walks outside, he still has his bracha. If he had a kezais of cake, he still has his bracha. Okay, I can't go into these halachas, but that's halacha. What about wine? So does anybody know? I don't know. Shabru doesn't know. No one knows. It's a shaila, it's a big shaila. Is wine like cake? Is wine like water? We don't know. So, you know, this guy, he's walking around on Purim. He's walking around with a bottle and six in his back. Right? He's walking around with a bottle. And he walks outside. And now what? So does he have to make a new bracha? He started drinking in here. He walks outside. He goes to the next house. And the next house. And the next house. And now does he have to make a new bracha? Sorry? Oh, so that's a shaila. The shaila is that on the one hand, I could look at this and say, well, you know, so years have passed. In all the years, I used to say like this. I used to say, this is going back about 8 years and 7 years and 6 years, I used to say it's holchei drachim. It's all holchei drachim. Because the Chinese, look, there's a concept of a person on the go. He's drinking a Coke, he's on the go. So then he has no kvias. And I thought that that's how it is by Purim. He comes in, he has no kvias. He's drinking here, he's drinking there. He has no kvias. So mainly he's holchei drachim. So everything's good, right? He'll just make one bari prayer goffin, and that bari prayer goffin will cover him till Thursday, right? I know when Purim is. Yeah. Right? So that's what I thought. Right? About 4 years ago, when I was by Ofel Yashiv, so it was Erev Purim, and I went in with somebody else. I was sabotaged. About 5 years ago, I was sabotaged. The person that was with me says, he said to Ofel Yashiv, he says that when a person drinks wine, he's sabotaged. He said when a person drinks wine and goes from house to house to house, Kanir, he knew what Ofel Yashiv held. He said, when he goes from house to house to house, he says, that's called Holchei Drachim. Right? So V'yashiv said, Ich halt nicht das sei. He doesn't hold like that. No, game over. The end, right? His Havana is that when you go to the house, you're Kaveya, right? You sit down and you're having a drink, and then you leave. Now, my Havana was, is that you're not really sitting when you go into a house. That's not called sitting. You're just trying to get as much wine as you can and then next, you know, go to the next place. That's what I thought. And you're trying to get to the final resting spot, which is either by your Rebbe, by your Shashiva, by your, whatever it is. Right? That's the final. That's what I thought. But the V'yashiv al Nishtaz, he said, it's not klar. It's a suffix. So this is why this year I take the liberty on a Friday. It's easy. I can't say it's easy Eitzah, but it's the Eitzah, I think. The best thing, in my opinion, is what you do is you daven Shachris. Yes, on Purim you have to daven Shachris. After Shachris, he goes, he gives the first Mishloach Manos. Fine. Then I think what he should do, and Mistam of the Matanos of Yainim is taken care of already. Now, but the best thing to do is he should wash. He should wash. He should wash and he should have his first cup of wine or whatever, bro. And now for the rest of the day, just continue eating every once in a while. It's good anyways for the stomach. It's also good for the stomach. And then he goes to the next place. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. He's in the middle of a meal. Now, in a regular year, I say this eitzah. People don't like this eitzah. It's not gishmak eitzah, right? Not gishmak. Right? But in this year, I take the liberty of saying this eitzah because it's Friday anyways. A lot of people will be starting their suda, if not in the morning, yeah, they'll be starting it the early afternoon and whatnot. So it's not such a gefährliche eitzah. If he davens mincha in the middle, he doesn't lose it. At kami, he has kavana to continue. He doesn't lose it. Right? The only thing is that he might have to wash it till he dies again. But that would be the eitzah, and then you have no problem with the wine. That's my opinion. Now I'm going to say something here, very sharp, right? But this is halacha, right? The strongest lashon in all of the 697 simanim of the Mishnah Berurah is when he says that a person comes, he starts talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu spits in his face, right? That's got, you can't get worse than that. You can't get worse than that. No, and I'll explain this lashon. Imagine, you know, it takes the Gemara, the Yerushalmi and Brachas says that it takes to get to this rakiya, to the next rakiya, to the next rakiya, to get all the way to the Kisa covered and this. The Yerushalmi and Brachas says it takes years and years and millions of years. The cheshbon, if you go through it, each rakiya is worth all the amount of the previous rakiyas and whatnot. And to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam takes millions and millions of years. But when a 5-year-old child says the word Hashem, Svasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagita, open up my mouth, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to talk to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his oizen and puts it to your mouth and puts it to your pet. Pela oizen, Yerushalmi says. And so Yerushalmi brings it down in Perek Yutas. He brings it straight to your, from your ear straight to his mouth. And it's Meridika Kayach. You transcend all of those Rikiyas when you speak, but you're speaking right to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Tes Paskins that a person that davens drunk. Gemara Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Tfilasoi toy Eva. Right? He's not Yoytei davening Bechal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that person, spits in his face. Right? There's no better way of saying it. It's 19 brachas livatala. No, it's not. I mean, the guy's drunk. It's 14 brachas livatala, or it's 28 brachas livatala. I don't know. I was looking at 19. Right? But he's 100% not yoytzei. Even though he's davening, and he should be meichel, but even though he's davening like this, right? Even though he's davening like that, right? No matter what, he's not yoytzei shmona esrei. So you have to cheshbon out your day. If, unfortunately, he's not in a matzah break davening, he's drunk. You know, usually the way it works is when he says, Rabbi, I want a drink, and his voice starts sounding like Rabbi Hill, right? So then, b'kai govna, usually the psak is he's not allowed to daven. So I tell him, if you aren't mamash amazed in the way you did it, you didn't start drinking 10 minutes before shkia, right? So then you get the shlumen. And on Friday night, you'll daven tashlumim. You have to shtel that. You have to figure out a way how to have a healthy Purim. Either don't start drinking, don't get drunk. When I say drinking, it means that if a person is unable to daber b'fnei hamelech, the emotions are flying, right? And you know, the Gemara says in Amar Dikizach, and it always bothered me, the Gemara. Until you get the Purim, you understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch brings it, that he gets Amar Dikizachar if he doesn't daven when he's drunk. It's like a funny thing. It doesn't say anywhere you get Amar Dikizachar if you don't eat Basar B'chalav. But if you don't daven drunk, you get married to Kishar, Nitzel and Mikol Davara, you get saved from everything or whatever. Why does it say it over here? The Torah says anybody who ever was on Purim and wanted to drink, wanted to daven, and had to hold himself back when he felt that, that's when I can have a meridik tefillah. So then he realizes that's Taka deserves a tremendous schar. So that's the halacha. You have to figure out a way. You have to, even if he starts drinking, but not to get drunk. And by 12, I don't know, 12:20, whatever it is, you daven mincha, 12:45, drink, yeah, whatever you do. But the avada, not to daven drunk. That's the chayra. Hey, masot, I can explain it. You know that guy, he's drunk. He comes over to you. Well, he's drunk, right? He's the guy we spoke about before. And there he is. And he's breathing all over you, and it's in your ear, right? That's in your ear, and he's got his mouth, right? So the Ribbono Shel Olam sort of feels the same way. So I said, I don't know, this, I have to somehow explain this, but that's the chart. Now, Megillah, I have a kasha. I'm going to ask the kasha aloud. I hope and pray that the cipher make money. I want them to make money. And but I just have a kasha. A person like me, like Shragi Kalis, I don't know the trup and the laning, and I don't know, you know, and I read Yeshev and Yashav and Haman and Hamin, and I don't know. So, you know, what happens? You miss a word, right? So you have to know, everyone knows this. You miss one word, you're not Yetzim Megillah. Not Yetzim, everyone knows that. You miss one word, you're not Yetzim Megillah. We have a Galdic Eitzah, because I'll tell us no problem, right? As long as you read most of it from a cloth. So even if you read Baal Peh, so you have in front of you a Chumash, that's called Baal Peh. But as long as you read it, you got every word, you Yetzim. Now, last year, there's a bacher that it was building up and up and up and up and up all the way until Perek Tes. Finally, in Perek Tes, that's all he could stand. He can't stand no more. And it was about to come out. So he ran out of the Beis Medrash at Perek Tes, and he ran to excuse himself. At Perek Yud, afterward, after the Megillah was over, he came to me and he said to me, and like, he didn't have to explain much more than that. So he really wanted to know, what do I do? Am I allowed to continue Megillah? Why not? So the halacha is that since he heard 9 prakim out of a Megillah, heard 9 parak of Megillah, the last parak, he's allowed to just read out of the Chumash. Right? Now, when I said this plaque last year, people made a mistake. They said, the Mishnah Berurah is first not like that. And Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a Megillah, the Megillah in the beginning has to be a Shalom Megillah, and the end has to be a Shalom Megillah, but that's a toyus. Because the Mishnah Berurah is talking about that the Megillah, the Sefer, has to be, in the beginning, has to be Nigeres, like the Chazal say. It has to start out with Megillah, and has to end with Megillah. But you, if you read out of a Megillah, and you're missing Miet, you're not missing Roiv, you're missing Miet. So you're allowed to read it out of the Chumash. That's the halacha. And everyone knows. You also have to know if you're daydreaming. You're daydreaming. You know, there you are in the middle of Megillah. Sorry?
Even if you miss the middle of the Megillah?
Even if you miss the middle.
Go back and read it.
Ah, no, that's something else. Karla Mafreya, that could be a different child. I can't go into everything. That could be a different child. I'm saying now this fellow over here, he had to read the last parak and a half. He had to read the last parak and a half. Even that's not so simple, but Pashas, that's no good. That's Karla Mafreya, Leot. But, you know, he's in the middle of Megillah. And he's standing right next to the Bima. All of a sudden, somebody over there is dressed up like a schnitzel. Right? And he says, wow. Wow. And he starts, and the Megillah's right next to him. He'd be mad. He's like, you know, I really like schnitzel. I really, really like schnitzel. And then he sees, wow. You know, and then all of a sudden, and you know, I'm really hungry also. And slowly that person looks like she's like pouring ketchup on him. You know? And there he is. All of a sudden, he hears people clapping and banging. Shah. Ah. Right? And then he realized he got all the way. He missed everything. So in that case, the Paiskim Seir, Bikiv Eger says, and I'd see the Kazakh lover, that he was the Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin after Rav Meir Shapiro. He was a great man. He was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. And in that Sefer, he writes that daydreaming is like the Pashtas to Gemara, but worse than Menam name, and he's not Yotze. He's not Yotze. That means that if he's daydreaming, he's not Yotze. So what does he do? He quickly has to go back, find the spot where he missed, and start reading. And start reading until he gets to that spot. Now, Agav, I once heard from a Talmud of Aaron. He went to Rav Aaron, and he told Rav Aaron that he was daydreaming. Was he Yotze? Was he Yotze? So Rav Aaron asked him a question. It's an important idea. So Rav Aaron said to him, was your finger with the Baal Kayach? Like, we don't know how exactly. I must admit, right now, I drove here. And no, that's not to admit, but I drove here and somebody was asking me Shaila on the phone, right? I was listening, it was on the speaker, I'm listening to the Shaila, and it was Gantz Shaila. All of a sudden, I'm driving, all of a sudden there's a gate in front of me. I'm like, what's this thing doing here, right? I was in autopilot. Somehow I just got there, because that's what I do every day. I go from my house to over here to the Yeshiva Kedosha, and all of a sudden I just got there. It's the same thing. Sometimes your finger is on autopilot. There it is. It's just moving and moving and moving. And all of a sudden you don't know how it got here, because he's a very interesting looking schnitzel over there. Right? Ah, he's dressed up like a washing machine. That's a very interesting outfit. And all of a sudden his finger's over here, and the chazan's also over here. One yantif, wunderbar. So then that's what Aaron said, that's a level of shmiah. That's a level of shmiah. That's also called shmiah, because you see, he's following along, right? So lalocha lemaisa, that case would be good. That case would be good also. Now, I have a kasha, I'm going to ask it out loud. I don't know the answer, and the answer is I'm wrong, but I would think that a guy like Tragi Kalis that doesn't know Yoshev, Yeshev, Haman, Himin, all these things, so I would think that the reason why you have a Megillah in front of you is why? Because of those mess-ups. Right, for the time that I'm going to have to read because I spaced out or because I lost him for a minute, etc. So then I need to read along. Now, if you have a Megillah in front of you, you don't know how to read along. Right? If you have a Megillah without Nikudah, you'd have a Megillah without the letters, without the dots, you don't know how to read. If you have a Chumash in front of you, you have a chance. Right? I'm asking out loud. I know the minhag is not like me, and I want the Sefer to make money. And Mustama, there's an answer. I don't know. Just it's something to think about, that if a person, at least if you don't have a Megillah, if you don't have a Megillah, so you don't have to go next to the guy that does have the Megillah. You know, it might be an Indian tafka to read out of the, if you know the Nikudahs and you know, etc., how to, everything, Mustama, you should read out of a Megillah. It's the Vada Maila. It doesn't have the Chasar. So that's L'chaira, L'gabe, Megillah. L'gabe, going for Thursday, Friday, and all that. I'm going to, again, in all these things, in every sentence I'm about to say, you can say a full shir. I just want to give you at least something in your hand. Something b'yadcha, that you know, Berich, what's the Shaila, right? Again, the same thing. It's, to my knowledge, the one place in all 697 Simanim and Shavua that he says these words. He never says these words anywhere else. He says, Siv Zeh, in Tavresh Peiches, Rabu Peiros of Maid. There's lots and lots of halachas. He says, I am Prima Gadim. I went with Rashi and the Ikra Shita. But the Mishavua says, and Gamze I did Bekitzur Nimrats. Umikol Makam. Lagabe this Shaila. Can I have two Purims? And when is a Chalami another Purim? Mikol Makam. Lemaisam. Ani Mivakesh Me'er Koire. I ask from the person who's reading this. La Yisma Chalai Linyan Bracha. Don't pass paskin like me, benegeya a bracha. That's interesting. You would think the Chazon Ish, when it came over here, he paskins his shailas in Chazon Ish, and he says this is the halacha, and he taka argues on the Mishnah Berurah. No, so you would think you have a shaila, the Mishnah Berurah, he says like this. He says, look, I'm a Shema, and the Chazon Ish says I'm a Bari, right? So what would you say? You say, I guess I don't know, Bar Yoshema, Bar Yadif. But the Maisa in the Velt is Nishtazay. In the Velt, they take on Pashtis like the Mishnah Berurah over here. That's the Yushalayim Adicha, they take on like the Mishnah Berurah. I guess you have to say, Bar Yoshema, but the Mishnah Berurah is the Muchzik. Right? He's the Muchzik in Halacha, and Taka we Paskin like the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Psah. So, but again, I'm just going to give you the Shaila, what to have in your hand, at least to get out of any Shaila. The Pashtis is that this is unlike Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni. You took 2 days of Yontif, 1 day of Yontif, nothing to do with that. Here there's a special halacha that if you're considered a part of the city that has a Din Purim, so then you get a Din Purim in that day. If you're considered a part of the Yushalayim, and then you're part of that day. What's an afkamina? An afkamina is very simple. If this Wednesday night, Abalein L'Toiva, the most L'chatchila should be L'chatchila, again, when I say L'chatchila, most L'chatchila is to sit and learn until Friday. That's the most L'chatchila. But the most L'chatchila, at least in this Shaila, is if he's going to be in, and when I say the word B'nei Brak, I mean B'nei Brak, Beitar, Beit Shemesh, all outside Yerushalayim. So if he's going to be in B'nei Brak by Wednesday Shkia, if he's there by Wednesday Shkia, and he plans on staying there till Alois, right? So then, that's the most l'chatchila, and he's chayiv in, not, you don't need to be chayiv in Thursday, but that's the most l'chatchila to be chayiv in a Thursday Purim, and then he has Purim on Thursday there. He has to listen to Megillah. He has to listen to Megillah in the morning. He has to give Matanas Leviyanim. He has to give Mishleich Manas. All these things he has to do. The Mishnah Berurah holds, this is what's Negayot, Mishnah Berurah holds, that even if I go Wednesday night to Bnei Brak, I go after Shkia, but I plan on being there by Alois, and you're there taka by Alois, the Mishnah Berurah holds, you're chayiv in Purim. You don't need the Shkia according to Mishnah Berurah. And this means that a guy gets a phone call, he planned on learning, you know, the whole Purim, and then got a little lonely. So what happens is friends call him and tell him, why don't you come with us to Bnei Brak? We're having such a good time. Actually, the Gedolim called for you. They need you. They need you there. So he says, what can I do? They need me. What can I do? So 2:30 in the morning, he gets on, his bicycle, and he goes to Bnei Brak. He has a big problem now, because he's going to get there by Alois, by 3:45, I don't know, whatever it is, he's at 4:05, I think, whatever it is, actually it's late, it's 4:30, and he's going to get there like 10 minutes before Alois. He's got to find somebody to read for him the Megillah. No games, right? Got to find someone to read for you the Megillah, right? And then the next day he's there, he has to make sure it's the Megillah. You have to know how to do this, Rabbi Sam. This is a real halacha. Now, the way back, the most l'chatchila is to be back Thursday by Shkia, Thursday, another afternoon by Shkia, and then everything's simple. He's certainly going to be here on Friday, and he's certainly going to be chayiv and everything good, and I'll bring and all the dinim. Again, the Mishnah Berurah shita is, if he does not get back by Shkia, but he gets back at night, which is a very, very, very common scenario, because everyone has good intentions, especially on Purim, and the buses are not exactly so reliable. It's not his fault. There's somebody trying to be Makadish his bus right now. Please, will you may know, and he's trying to drive. It's not so easy. And he already ran over 3 people. It reminds me, there was once a person, I mean, you shouldn't drive on Purim, I think you know that. Somebody shouldn't drive even if you're not drunk, because they were, someone once came in, and he said, he said, Rebbe, how big is the biggest penguin? Biggest penguin? I don't know. 2 feet. How big is the biggest penguin? 2 feet. I don't know. So he said, you sure there's nothing bigger? I said, the stomach. It could be like a big Gumba penguin. I don't know, maybe 3 feet. He said, but there's no such thing as like a 5-foot penguin. So I said, no. He says, oh man, I just killed a nun. So, Purim, you can't have too many questions exactly what's going to be on. That's not even the Purim Torah. I didn't even get there yet. But then, what's going to be, you know? So somehow he gets back to Yerushalayim, and I get a phone call at 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock at night, and he says, usually it's 2 questions. Number one is, am I allowed to daven Ma'ariv? And he's screaming in my phone. What did I do to you? So the answer to that question is, no, you're not allowed to daven Ma'ariv. You'll wait. And then it'll, of course, you're going to sober up, and if not, you'll have 2 chakrases, or maybe 4, but that's clear. But then the next question he asks me, am I allowed to listen to the Megillah drunk? So the answer is, Taka, you're allowed to listen to the Megillah drunk. You're allowed to. You have to be able to follow every word. I'm not saying it's like the Spitz L'chatchila, right? But you're allowed to listen drunk. But then he's going to ask me, wait a minute, but it's 8 o'clock at night. I didn't get back to Yerushalayim in time. Usually he doesn't have that long list. But the answer is that it's okay. Because B'dievet, as long as he was here by Alois, he's chayiv in the Purim on Friday. Okay, that's the chayiv. So what we got? We have Megillah, we have Mishloach Manos, we have drinking. Everyone asks, I got a whiskey. right? Agave whiskey.
What do you do if you miss the nighttime? You get there by a little, but you miss the nighttime.
If you miss the nighttime, jump. You got there by... What?
Can you hear it twice?
Jump. Jump. Haman's daughter did it. I don't know. Jump. I don't know. No, no, no. You can't. You're out. What can I do? Don't know. Out. Al Kopanim. That's... Okay, so we got Megillah. Now, Legabe, whiskey. I'm going to tell you like this. There's no shaila that the Ikar mitzvah is wine. Because the whole nace came from wine. That's the Ikar Zeichar Dover. Right? I have to give a disclaimer. I can't drink wine. I can't drink wine. Whenever I drink wine, I get sick. Right? It doesn't, and I don't mean whenever I drink like 14 bottles of wine, I get sick. I mean, I drink a little bit of wine. It doesn't go with me. I get a headache. I get stomachache. It doesn't go with me. So a person, he's like that. Medina, Avada, it's mutter for him to drink. Maisha said it's mutter for him to drink whiskey. It's mutter Medina. Now, I don't know if therefore it should be one big whiskey festival over here. It's not the goal. That the Paiskim say the Iker is wine. All the Paiskim agree that the Iker is tack of wine. Right? Now, I go, Maimra Muzger, I wouldn't be Mavayish, such a Choshava Oilam, and answer this question, but it gets asked. So I'll ask it. That they ask it. So maybe you should do some drugs. Right? You guys don't even know from these things, but one day you'll be in Kirif. Right? And you're going to have to know how to answer these kind of Narisha questions. So, but Mamish, it's the biggest tayas. He's missing everything of Purim if he asks that question. Because drinking brings out of him all of his emotions. It's him. It's him. And it brings out of him his emotions. And if he goes in with the freilichkeit and the simchakeit, so then it comes out of him a love for Torah, a love for Talmidei Chachamim, a love for Chesed, to pray to Chayid, make other people happy. Drugs are different musig and gansin. It's just leaving. He's leaving the world. It's a totally different musig, and he's missing the whole point of life, and he's missing the whole entire point of Purim. Does zikr. So I didn't want to embarrass you with such a narish concept, but you guys will be in Kiruv one day. You need to know how to answer these kashas. Okay. So we got Megillah. What else did we do? We did this. Ayla Yilbash. Ailbash. No, so I'll tell you like this. Sometimes the premius comes out on Purim for Shteis. You know, but I'll tell you, look, there's one Shver Ramah, Pelotik Ramah. Ramah says in Tafri Sadi Hey, now you have to know this, Abai Sadi. There's one major name you need to know in the Lachas of Ailbash. I think we spoke about this also once when we learned on a Friday. There's one name you need to know when we talk about Ailbash. That's the name of the Bach, of Yoel Serkis, the Rav in Krakow, the Rav in Brisk, originally, the Rav in Belz. But you have to know his name because he is the makel when it comes to Le'ilbash. He's the makel. He has a sheet of smuchadeshet mai. He says that when it comes to Le'ilbash in general, the person dresses up like a lady in the middle of the year, right? So the after he gets arrested, and he should be, but this person. I'll tell you my story afterward. You know my story, but some of you know the other stuff. Okay. But after. But so this person, when he dresses up like a lady, the Bach says that it depends why he's doing it. If he's dressing up like a lady because he wants to dress up like a lady, so then it's awesome. But not the Bach. Let's say he's freezing cold, and all he has is his wife. She has like this pink marshmallow coat or something, right? So he puts on this coat. What can he do? He's freezing, right? He's freezing, the poor guy. So then the Bach says it's mutter. Bach says mutter. Now all the Achrayim, they argue on the Bach, and they say, well, you know, a guy eats basar b'chalav. He's not eating basar v'cholov because of the time of the Rambam, because it's you're putting together basar v'cholov, it's like kalayim. He's doing it because he likes the taste. Right? So anybody in the world in his right mind is going to say that that's mutter? Of course it's awesome. So all of a sudden he's dressing up like a lady, but he's not doing it because of the time of the Torah. The Torah says you're doing it to be a Toyeva. He's doing it for other reasons. He's freezing cold. Right? I'm eating basar v'cholov because I'm freezing cold and it's a nice hot cheeseburger. Is anybody in his right mind going to say that's mutter? No one. So they all ask on the Bach. But the Bach is makel. And the mitzarif, the Bach in certain cases, he has the mitzarif, if it's not clothing, let's say it's an umbrella and it's raining, he's got like a pink umbrella and he walks outside, right, and it's raining, so they're mitzarif, the Bach. Maybe it could be makel, the Bach. But the Bach is the makel in Lo Yilbash. All of a sudden, over here, the Ramah brings down, some men, they dress up like ladies on Purim and, don't make a macha, the Mishabura brings, make a macha, it's terrible, and the Bach is machmir. What happened over here? What happened? The Bach, all of a sudden, the Bach became the grace of Machmir. The Bach was the Makel. So the Bach says, me? On this Makel? What are you talking about? That's what I said. Here, he's coming to dress up like a lady. That's why? To have a good time. For Simcha and whatever. But that's what he's coming to do. Well, the thing I was Makel on, says the Bach, was that if a person's freezing cold or whatever, so he's not dressing up like a lady to be like a lady. He's dressing up like a lady because he's freezing cold. Right? But if he's dressing up like a lady because to have a good time and whatever, that's us, says the Bach. Now, I must tell you, and that's the Psak Halacha. That's the Psak Halacha.
Sorry?
Even
if it's not obviously his jacket, but the button's
in the
wrong way.
In general, ask me the general question, not on Purim.
On Purim.
That what?
That's a
shaila of unisex. That's a shaila. It might be a unisex bag, you mean. That could be. That could be. But I just want to tell you one interesting thing. You look at the Ramah. What happened to the Ramah? How could you argue on this? It's a pella. You can't argue on this. It's checkmate. It's burr. There's no way to argue on this. It's a deraisa. It's a deraisa. So there's a sefer called the Mara Mintz that the Ramah here is quoting. You should know, the Mara Mintz is not benimtzet slain. We don't have the sefer. I had to go. They have one of these institutions that has all these... I tried to explain to my children where I went. You go like this. I can't explain this better. My kids are like, what? By the kaisel, they have that thing with the tilim. They go like this. They go, no, you just go like this. And it's like a projector. I can't explain. So I went there. And this Friday night, I spoke in a shul in Ramat Shlomo. And I started saying what I was about to say. And there's a part, and I said, there's no Mara Mintz. So I went to look inside. That's the makor of this halacha. So there's the guy gets up, a person, he says, no, there is a Mara Mintz. I said, there's not. Watch it. So he goes, there's a Mara Mintz. And he took out four of them. What's going on? He just was mitzi the Mara Mintz a month ago. And I was speaking in his shul, right? And they just put out the Mara Mintz. Right? So he's got in the shul, he's got like 400 of them, right? But he had right next to him, booked like four of them. So I always said, when I read this Mara Mintz, I must have been reading it wrong. And that's how I start the shir. I must have been reading it wrong, because what I'm about to tell you is Pistamua Mamish. So I said, unbelievable. So I take out the Mara Mintz, and there it's written properly. It was hard to read. I'm saying, now I read it, and there it is. Black on white. Anyone wants it? I have one. He gave me a token copy. So there it is. It's in my house now. The Mara Mintz says an unbelievable thing. He says, on Purim, you're allowed men can dress like ladies, ladies can men. Listen to what he says, why? He says, what are you talking about? I don't know what the shaila is, Bacha. Now, I want to tell you this, right? You know, I'm not saying if it's mutter to open a bottle on Shabbos, a bottle cap, yeah, mutter, not usher. But anybody that comes along and says, there's no shaila at all, whichever way. So he's either an amaretz or he's the gadol ador. Right? It's either one of the two, right? Either he's the gadol ador, and he's saying there's no shaila. He could say it, right? Or he's an amaretz. I mean, there's no shaila. Of course there's a shaila. Some say it's derisive, some say this, some say mutter gomer, but you can't say no shaila. So you can't say that a guy dressing up like a lady, right, that there's no shaila. You can't say that. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So something's going on over here. No shaila. So he says, what do you mean? And then he starts to describe the town of Mintz on Purim. And says, given against your freilich. Right? Well, we're not over there. The bub, this is what he writes. The bub is dressed like the zaydis. The zaydis like the bub. The skainim like the skainis. The ladies like the girls. The boys like the girls. Right? It, when you woke up in Mintz on Purim morning, right? So you went to your wife's side of the room and you took on her clothing. She went to his side of the room and you put on his clothing. So there's no shaila. Now, what exactly was going on in Mintz? It's weisnicht. I don't know. I don't want to know. Right? But I don't know. I don't want to know. But I got to tell you, Murray, take a chiddush. It's almost ad kedei kach in Mintz that if on Purim you wore your trousers, I have to worry about the English, your pants, you wore your shirts, you wore your regular men clothing, you might have been over on the Yilbash. Right? That's a smashba, right? Because there, on that day, just like the Gemara Nedarim says on Daf Mem Tes, that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi had a jacket that when it was cold, he would take the jacket, and when it was cold, his wife would take the jacket for her when she would go out. And the Marsha says that's a concept of a unisex jacket, which doesn't apply the rules of Loyal Bash. It's a concept of a type of a beged, which isn't more for me than for you. So the Bar Minshtel Devek, a day. There was a day that there was no such thing. The clothing didn't show him trying to be like a lady, like a man. It does. This is what they dressed on that day. My Pella is, how does the Ramah bring this? Right. Now, I was not in Krakow 500 years ago, but the Bach was, and the Bach knew that that wasn't the minig, otherwise we'd have what to talk about. So why the Ramah brings this? Is it Tzarechian? No, I'm sure on Purim, you'll have a Teretz. And now I promise you Purim Torah. I promise you Purim Torah. So I get, if it's 43 minutes, I get 2 minutes extra. Because it took time for me to stand there, and just, so I get 2 minutes extra. Anyone who wants to leave could leave. Might turn into a frog, but anyone. Fine. I'm going to tell you this. No, you have to hear this Purim Torah. Okay? What? Good. Well, but then I won't be able to do the Purim Torah. So I'll tell you like this. As a base, I had a gilui from Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay? That's not funny. Why are you laughing at me? I gave a shiur last Wednesday night in base, like I give every Wednesday night, and I gave someone a ride to Neve Yaakov, right? He gave, from the second he got into the car until the second he got out of the car, he told me this vort. It's a vort that I never heard in my life. Right? From the second I got into the car, until I got, then the second he finished the vort, he got out of the car, and Bori went to the next guy. He went to the next guy. But this is the vort he told me. Now, I'm going to ask it with my kashas. He said it with his kashas. I'm going to ask it with my kashas. There's a lot of things that bother me. There are a lot of things that bother me. You know, one thing is that it's just not fair. Why does Achashverosh have such a bad rap? Have such a good rap? He has such a good, you know, you go over to the children and they say, you know, who's the Rasha? Haman HaRasha, right? Achashverosh, he's an idiot. Right? That's the rain in the belt, right? And Mordechai is the tzaddik, and after it's Mamash Pella. You know, the Gemara says Mefirshu, also the Gemara. The Gemara says that Achashverosh hated Yidin just as much as Haman. He hated him just as much. So why is it that Achashverosh, we don't go around saying Achashverosh HaRasha, and that, what's the pshat? Akasha. So I asked this in Israeli shul, and all the Israelis, they didn't know I'm talking about Bechlal, because Achashverosh is Russia, they know the Gemara and the kids. But you know, so I went home, I asked my children, right? And my kids, they're also in the Cheder Israeli system, and said, of course Achashverosh is a Russia, he's just a big Russia, and it says Mefirsh, that he had a ditch, and they had a problem with the dirt, and he needed to put the dirt. So I went over to my daughter, my 2-year-old daughter. I said, who's the Russia? She goes, Hamana Russia. The end. That's a psak. So why? It's not fair. Why does Achashverosh have such a good name and I'm on a Rasha? He gets the bad rap. One kasha is a kasha. It's a somewhat of a kasha. So second kasha, what bothers me is Mama Chappelle. This anti-Semite, right? This anti-Semite. At the end of the story, all of a sudden Esther comes and says, Ich bin a Yid. Right? I'm a Yid. You're a Yid. So all of a sudden, what would happen? If you're mamish an anti-Semite, you can only appreciate this if you're an anti-Semite, right? So go up and say, I'm a Yid. So now what happens? All of a sudden he comes and says, oh, you're a Yid? Gvaldik. Oh, that's it. We're going to get all those anti-Semites, and the next day they can kill all the anti-Semites, and this, all of a sudden, a total v'nahapachu. So you're going to say, that's the nace. That's the nace, right? But it's like, it's Mamash Pella. It's such a big kasha that the Abu Draham, he asks, why do we make us a nisim of a seinu by yom ma'ayim basman azam purim? He says, you know why? Because all the nisim were just in teva, right? You can't make a brachas a nisim when it's all badekt in the teva, and it wasn't a nace gully. So he said, no, I'll tell you why we make the bracha. You know why? Larry Dick. He says, because this, Mamash this reason, because Achashverosh that hated Jews so much that he listened to his wife and he killed, well, that's also a nace, but he listened to his wife and that he killed 80,000 anti-Semites because his wife was a Jew. He said, that's a nace gully. Okay, not all the Rishonim say that, Teretz. So we go back to my kasha. What happened over here? Hates Jews? All of a sudden everything changes. No? Mamash Shapela. So listen to Emes Amitai Shal Purim Torah. Emes Amitai. No, Mamash. Someone told me, I said this in one place, he said Rabbi Yonis and Abishad says that. I couldn't find it though. So I don't know. But Mamash, Emes Amitai Shal Torah. By side, there's one more kasha. The most tragic part of this entire Megillah is Esther Amalka. Tragedy, right? And my wife is talking about my daughter was to dress up like Esther Malka. It's like, I don't want to dress up like Esther Malka. You know what happened to Esther Malka? She had to live with the Shagetz Russia for the rest of her life. But that's a life of Gehenim. That's tragedy. That's a tragedy. So everybody's happy. Like, who did my Zohar have a similar to us in the car except for Esther? Right? She's still with the Behemoth. The Gemara calls him the Behemoth. So what's going on, Pella? Mamash Pella. So listen to Emes Amita Shaltaira. And he said that there's a Zohar like this. I don't have any sucking with Zohar. But he said, the Zohar says that it seems, or there's a Medrash that's mashal like this, that it seems to be that Achashverosh Taka, can I ask one more kasha? It's my own kasha. Why should Achashverosh hate Jews? Stama Baltaiva. Amalek, it's in the blood, it's in the genes, right? Emes Amalek, chicken genes, no Nazi blood, Emes genes of anti-Semit. But Achashverosh is stame bal taiva. Why does he care? If the Jews give me money, good. If the Jews don't give me money, vadek, right? But why is he such an anti-Semite? This isn't passive. He's a behemoth. He just wants to eat, right? Why is it? Gosh. So this is the answer. The answer is Achashverosh was told by his stargazers. They told him, the next person sitting on the throne is going to be a Jew. Right? So Achashverosh heard this. Bal taiva, bal gaiva. Ribbono shel olam. I gotta protect my malchus over here. They have in the stars that the next person is going to be sitting on this throne is going to be Jew. Right? So all of a sudden, he hates the Jews. And now the Gemara is half a dick and meduyek. It's like the Gemara, Achashverosh had a problem. What am I going to do with the Jews? The Jews, right? Haman says, no problem. I want to get rid of them. Oh, gevaldik, l'machan ha-shidduch. Good. All of a sudden, Esther Malka comes, she says, Achashverosh, Ich bin a Yid! I'm a Yid! So Achashverosh starts thinking, a Yid? Herzachain, sag mir. In Tyra, Bush State, Mehot Azin, we have a child. Tysus in Rosh Hashanah Davdalid. He says, the son of Esther Malka was Dayavishal. Little Dayavish. And that was the son from Achashverosh. There was Kairosh was a king. After Kairosh was Achashverosh. And then after Achashverosh was the son Dayavish. He was the king. All of a sudden he says, wait a minute. This Dayavish is a Yid? He's a Jew? So Esther says, a Jew? Avada is a Yid. He's Zundel Dar Yavish. He's not a, what are you talking about? Avada is a Yid. What are you talking about? I'm a Yid. All of a sudden, Esther goes, wow, can we buy this like a Gevaldik? What do you mean? My son's a Yid. Ah, Gevaldik, get rid of the anti-Semites, kill them all. Now his whole pachat was, who's the next king sitting on the throne? Now he realizes, who's the next king sitting on the throne? It's my son, Dar Yavish. He's a Yid. As I tell you, all of a sudden, everything changes. That's why he's not such a Rasha. That's why it's not in his blood. And he goes on to say, this Sadik Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, that's probably why when Haman HaRasha came in, he starts getting all excited. Put him on a crown, put him on a coat, put him on this, get him on the horse. And Ahasuerus goes as fast as possible. Why? Because he thought, hey, maybe that'll be a kiyum of the dream. Maybe that'll be a kiyum of the stars. Well, God, you just put this Jew, get the Jew, put him on a crown, put him on a this, and that'll be a kiyum of it, Rabbi Yisai. No? So, Bez Hashem, now you learned how to drink like a Yid. The Chayiv Inich Lepsume, the Iker of Purim, is the Freitzach Yiddish Haaretz, the Kein Tiyalonu.